So we're carrying on looking at the Treaty of Versailles, thinking about the German reaction to the treaty. Now, it wouldn't take a rocket scientist, or indeed a historian, to tell you that the Germans hated the Treaty of Versailles, particularly the war guilt aspect and the reparations, which the Germans felt was completely unfair. At first, the Germans refused to sign the treaty and actually sank some of their own naval ships in protest rather than have them handed over to the British. But really, they had no alternative other than to sign the treaty. Going to war again was their only option, and that just wasn't an option. Their army commander, Hindenburg, had told them as much. They could not possibly win a war. So the treaty was signed by Germany on the 28th of June 1919. But that wasn't the end of the Germany's troubles. Of course, the treaty made Germany pay reparations. That comes back to haunt Germany in the 1920s. In 1922, they miss a payment on the reparations. And as a result, in 1923, the French and Belgians actually invade the Ruhr area of Germany to take raw materials back, instead of the reparations that obviously they hadn't been paid. So the treaty is by far, it's very much a long-term problem for Germany. Now, the other difficult thing for the Germans to swallow was the fact that the treaty did not seem to follow the principles laid out by Woodrow Wilson. So, for instance, other people in Europe were given self-determination, but the people of Germany and German colonies were not given self-determination. And, of course, in terms of disarmament, although other countries had said they were going to disarm, it was only Germany that was mentioned in the Treaty of Versailles, so it was only Germany that ended up disarming. Very few countries did to the same extent. You have to remember, though, the Germans, they were obviously going to look negatively on the treaty, and some allies actually at the time said, well, this is only what Germany would have done to us if Germany had won the war. And their evidence for this was the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, that the Germans had made the Russians sign in 1918, a very, very harsh treaty, in some ways much harsher than the Treaty of Versailles. And the Allies used this as justification for the Treaty of Versailles, evidence that the Germans would have been harsh if they had won. However you look at it, though, it's difficult to see the treaty as a success, because, of course, it does not ultimately keep peace. Having said that, there's a strong argument to say it's perhaps the best that could have been done in the circumstances, with the big three having such different ideas about what they needed to get out of it. So a failure, yes, but perhaps that was all it was ever going to be. Thank you. Bye-bye.